Chapter 22.
"What the fuck?" Ramon said through a tight throat. "You're dead. You died."
The alien shifted its head. The quills rose slightly and fell again.
"What you say is Aubrey. I am not dead, as you can see," Manek said. "Your task was to engage in flow as the man would. You have done so in accordance with your Tata Croida. My own function was compromised for a time, but has now returned to its proper channel."
"How did you find me?"
"The river flows south. You are constrained by the river," Manek said. "This is a strange question."
"But we were traveling faster than you. We could have been on the other bank of the river. You couldn't know we'd be here."
"I could not reach you farther down the river than I could go. I could not reach you on the river's opposite bank. Therefore, I went where I could go, that you could as well. You suggest things that are not the case. This is Aubrey. You must cease to express Aubrey."
The chupacabra emitted a low growl, its body shifting and restless, but constrained. There were scorch marks along the beast's side where Manek had shot it. The fur had burned away and left wide streaks of reddened, blistered flesh. Manek had given, it seemed, as good as it got. The Sahel pulsed twice, the bruised flesh engorging like a worm's. Ramon felt a passing ghost of sympathy for the chupacabra. At least when he had suffered the thing in his neck, he'd understood what was happening. He wondered how many times Manek had punished the chupacabra before it had understood that it was no longer its own master, and how many tricks the alien had been able to teach it.
"So,"
he said, with a bravado he didn't feel,
"what have you got planned now? You can't just kill the poor fucker."
Manek paused again.
"You are not accurate," it said. "The man must not know of us. The illusion of his knowledge will be corrected. You have proved yourself an apt tool. That will be expressed. The man is by the water now. We must approach him quickly."
"They're here," Ramon said. "The Eaters of the Young. Those are their ships overhead. What if they're watching? What if they see you?"
Manek seemed to hesitate, but it might only have been Ramon's overwhelming desire that made it seem so. The alien head bobbed.
"They do that, you know," Ramon went on. "They have sensors. Eyes. Last time they came through, the governor asked them to help find a kid that got lost out on the Tierra Hueso. And they did it. Took them a couple hours, and they told us exactly where the little pendejo was. How do you know they're not watching me right now? Tracking me because of that man I killed. You go out there where they can see you and kill him. They'll see the energy blast. And you think they'll mistake that for a tree falling or something? They'll know."
It was the purest line of bullshit Ramon had ever spun. Manek wouldn't need to fire an energy blast to kill the other man. Not with a fucking attack chupacabra on a leash, ready to do whatever it was told. For that matter, Manek was strong enough to wring the man's neck like a chicken's, with its bare hands, without any other help at all. But he didn't have the leash in his neck to tell Manek what his intentions were anymore, or help it judge when he was lying. If the alien didn't believe him, the worst it could do was kill him. He waited, chest thrust out like he was spoiling for a fight. Manek shifted its body from side to side. The chupacabra whined.
"What better course do you recommend?" Manek asked.
"You let me go back to him," Ramon said. "You stay right here. You get it? Right here. I'll think of a reason for him to come back with me here. Under the trees, where they won't see you. Get it? Then you can correct whatever fucking illusion you want."
"Because," he didn't say, "we'll be on that raft again and out of here while you're still standing around like the ugly girl at a dance." Manek was quiet and still as stone for the length of 3 slow breaths.
"Why would you do this?" the alien asked at last.
"It's my Tata Kreuder, monster. I'm supposed to help you track him down, right? Well, here I am, helping."
"No,"
Manek said, and its voice seemed almost relieved.
"Your function was to behave as the man would. You are attempting deceit."
"So what do you think the man would do then?" Ramon demanded, the despair blooming in his chest, expressing itself in rage. "I'm trying to save my own skin. You think he wouldn't give up fucking anyone to help himself out?"
"No," the alien said, "he would not. You have performed your function. I must now—"
The shriek was high and squeaked at the end, like a little girl's cry of alarm or delight. All eyes, Ramon's, Manek's, the Chupacabra's, shifted. The man stood in the path behind Ramon. His face was pale and bloodless as marble.
"This is in accordance," Manek said. "The flow brings him down the specific path. You are sometimes excellent creatures. I suspect it is your ignorance that—" "The man? Where is he going? You will restrain him. You will do so immediately."
"Stay there! Stay there! Stay there!" Ramon shouted over his shoulder as he bolted off after the other man.
The alien likely wouldn't remain where it was, but even if it only paused for a moment, it was a moment more than they'd had. As soon as he thought Manek could no longer hear him, he turned all his energy and attention to just running. If he could get to the raft, get out onto the river, they could still outpace the bastard. They could still get away. If only Ramon hadn't built a lean-to. If the Pinche River could have kept its waterfalls to itself. If anything that had made them pause in the journey hadn't happened, Ramon wouldn't have been crashing through the forest, lifting his legs high to clear brush and roots and stones. The alien and its new pet Chupacabra close behind. He found himself calling out to the man, his twin, who was already so far ahead that Ramon couldn't see him.
"Go!" he shouted. "Run! Go, you bastard!" If he could just reach the river.
Ramon reached the river. The water was fierce, and the roar of the cataract louder than he remembered it. The other man was nowhere Ramon could see. And where the raft had been, deep, muddy furrows angled down the bank. It took a moment for him to believe it. Powered by mortal fear, desperation, and panic, the other man had somehow managed to launch the raft by himself, something Ramon wouldn't have believed possible. He ran out, his feet sinking into the mud, cold water soaking his knees and thighs. There, 5 meters out from the bank, and 10 or more from where he stood, the raft bobbed on the rushing water. His twin crouched at the helm. Ramon could see his wide, fear-rounded eyes.
"Stop!" he shouted. "Get back here! Stop!"
The man on the raft waved, a wide, frantic gesture that carried no meaning. Ramon spat out a stream of invective, wading uncertainly out into the water. When he looked over his shoulder, Manek and the Chupacabra were just coming into sight, slowed only slightly by the cumbersome leash and Manek's wounds. Ramon lifted a hand to the alien, his palm out, a gesture that was intended to mean, "It's okay, I've got it." And then, before waiting for the alien's response, he took a deep breath and dove. His robe soaked through in an instant, but he didn't stop to shed it. Under the water's surface, the river seemed misty. Tiny bubbles from the cataract and floating silt conspired to hide anything at more than a meter's distance. Arms and legs flailing, Ramon struck out for where he thought the raft would be. The man, like him, was at the mercy of the water, Ramon told himself. They'd be pulled along at the same rate. All he had to do was make up the distance. The turbulence was hard, though, and Ramon felt the water buffeting him as he fought to rise up for air.
"Motherfucker!"
he shouted as his head broke the surface. and his mouth filled with water before he could say more. The raft was closer, but not as near as Ramon had hoped. A blast of energy lit the air, Manek firing from the shore. The man yelped and started working the oar as Ramon took another breath and dove again. Maybe Manek would hit the son of a bitch and solve Ramon's problems for him. The cold here was unpleasant, but not the vicious, deadly chill it had been farther upriver. Maybe they were farther south than Ramon had thought, or maybe there was warmer water from rain swelling the flow, as he'd expected. The water above him glowed twice more as Manek fired, so at least the raft was still that close. A swirl in the gloom warned him a moment before he struck a wave of powerful turbulence, the water hitting him in the gut with the power of a fist. He lost his air, the bubbles rising awkwardly as he clawed his way after them. The river was definitely faster. Already, Manek seemed like a tiny figure on the distant shore. Inexplicably, the chupacabra was loping down the bank, free of the Sahel, and running like all the demons of hell were after it. Ramon spat and bobbed, trying to find his twin on the raft. The other man had drawn farther out into the river and was yelling something, his face flushed almost purple and his mouth gaping wide. Ramon couldn't tell if the asshole was yelling at him or at Manek or at God. Manek seemed to have given up the shooting match, so Ramon didn't dive again. He broke into a crawl, kicking at the waves, lifted by them. Tossed. Slowly, the raft drew near, and then the river drove them apart and brought them near again. The other man was on his knees now, the oar extended out into the water. He was still shouting. Ramon couldn't yet make out words, but the man's expression was more nearly one of encouragement now. "Too little, too late, cabrón," he thought, but reached for the oar all the same. His fingers grazed it, the coarse grain of the wood feeling improbably solid after struggling in the water. He pushed again, surging forward, catching it in both hands and pulling it close to his body. He felt the tug as the man pulled him in toward the raft, but Ramon let himself hang limp, his arms and legs tingling with exhaustion. Let the little coward son of a bitch do some of the work. It was less than a minute before the man's hand touched Ramon's shoulder. The raft was right before him. Ramon raised his arm, throwing it onto the laced branches. He pulled, and the other man helped, dragging him up. Ramon lay on the raft's leafy deck, his sodden robe heavy as lead, his lungs working like bellows. "Fuck," the other man said. "I thought you weren't going to make it there, Esse." "Thanks," Ramon thought, but didn't have the energy to say. "Bastard son of a bitch tracked us," the man said, returning to the oar and the river. "I thought you said the chupacabra killed him." "I thought it did," Ramon said, sitting up. He belched. It tasted of silt. "Manek used the Sahel on the poor fucker. He enslaved it. Never thought I'd feel sorry for a chupacabra. Did we get any firewood at all before—" He looked up at the man, his twin, and saw horror on the familiar face. Ramon blinked, looking back over his shoulder. He expected anything. Manek walking on the water like some alien Christ. Another wall of cataract mist. Even the European back from hell with the devil at his side. There was nothing. Gray river, stormy sky, waves with tiny touches of white. He looked back at the man. The oar was forgotten in his hand, his face a mask of fear. "What?" Ramon said, then looked down. His robe had fallen open. His belly was in the light, the thick, ropey scar livid against the brown of his skin. "Oh, that!" "Jesus Christ," the other whispered. "You're me!" He was staring at him in frozen horror. "Calm down," Ramon said. "I can explain." "What are you?" the man shouted. "What the fuck are you?" The man had drawn the knife. Lightning lit the world, flashing from the naked blade. A crackling detonation of thunder. Ramon rose to his feet, unsteady on the tilting raft. "What the fuck are you?"
There was hysteria in the man's voice now. He dropped the oar. It was floating away, a prisoner of the river. "Listen to me! Would you stop being such a little pissant and fucking listen to me?" Ramon said. Then, looking at the man's eyes, eyes he'd seen in the mirror his whole life, he sighed. "Fuck it. Never mind." There was no point. This wasn't a talking fight anymore.